Well, if you can't beat them, Adam, Southern Indiana couldn't stop Ola Ajiboye last year for Tennessee Tech. 20 points, 18 rebounds against the Screaming Eagles in two games as an OVC rival. So Coach Gerard just decided, you know what? Let's roster this kid. Ola Ajiboye is the newest Southern Indiana commitment for 2025-2026, and he's here on WREF. Hey, Ola, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the commitment.
It's thank you, and I appreciate you for having me.
I don't know how long it's going to take the USI fans to get over what you did to them last year. Again, the 10-9 twice over in the Ohio Valley Conference. So, are you cool with that? I mean, do you see that coming where, you know, there might be some PTSD among the USI fans from what you did against them last year?
I'm glad I had some wins under my belt against USI, so I feel like I just have something against them. But no, I'm joining them, so now I'm here to support and do the same thing to other teams.
Ola Ajiboye coming from Tennessee Tech, sure, but his career beginning at Central Michigan and then Valparaiso. So you've been around it. Feel like you're the classic modern player, right? Because you've used the transfer portal to better your career and move on and find different places. So I'll ask you this: why USI? Why is USI the spot not only for you right now, but for you to finish your career?
But like for sure that Coach Frew, I've known him from a couple of years now. I built that connection. I know some people that he knows from my hometown, Chicago. So I feel like it's just the best thing to do. It's about time. Finally made the move to, if I consider being a coach, being coached by him. He's a really great guy, and I feel like that connection just made it a bonus a little easier.
So you've known Coach Sprue and thus the, you know, by extension, the rest of the staff for years, like you said. And I'll ask you this, and it's not to tamper, and I'm sure that Coach Sprue didn't text you or anything like that when you were rostered at Tennessee Tech, all legal, all above board. However, when you were playing at Liberty Arena, was there any ounce of you last year that thought, I could play here. I could go to USI. Were you thinking that way, or was it more of a, hey, once I hit the portal, my mind really opened myself to this possibility?
Say it's definitely more the portal action that kind of had me determine my angle here, but also playing against Steven, I talked to him a little bit, and I just seen how he played, and I played against him. I was thinking, like, that's not a bad role I would like to take part of. So I feel like just playing just like him, I mean, it seems like a good fit to me.
It was funny you bring up Steven because I remember after USI played at Tennessee Tech last year, and I'm cleaning up my equipment, and I'm pretty sure you guys beat us, so we weren't, you know, we weren't in the best of moods. But I'm wrapping up all the wires and whatever, and I see Steven go up to you right underneath the basket, and he's just kind of like dapping you up and talking to you and whatever. And I asked him, I'm like, how do you know Ola Ajiboye? And I ask that because just basketball, it's a small world, right? I feel like everyone knows everyone. And so I figured I'd ask him, and I'm pretty sure what he said was, I really don't know him, but it's that background that you guys share originally, or I shouldn't say originally, but you guys both have Nigerian roots. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that something that you guys really bonded over? Had you been in contact with Steven before? And when you bring up Steven now, is it really just you see your game translating into that Steven role from last year?
I feel like yeah, we started off with that. I knew he was Nigerian by his last name, so I'm like, yeah, it sounds kind of familiar. And then after that, we had a great conversation, talked about our background and history. He said he came from Australia, so it was much different for me. But no, I felt like we bonded. But no, after that, now, and we talked a little bit more. I feel like he just taught me the platform about USI. He told me great things about it. I said, like, you know what, why not? You know what I mean? He's a great dude, so I feel like he helped me out with this process as well.
And maybe it is the Nigerian roots, but I'm just warning you right now, there was a fair amount of folks here in Evansville that watched Steven play for a full season, loved watching him play, and loved the kid personally and, you know, on the court, but they still couldn't figure out how to say his last name. I feel like I've got a really good grasp on Ajiboye. What I'll
Yeah.
ask is, what are the most common mispronunciations of your name?
Ojibwe, they say something like well, I can try to say it when I don't know the bad pronunciations. I'm trying to think. It's actually kind of tough. They say my middle name on my first name wrong except a couple of times, so I'm used to that.
Ola? How do you mess up Ola? It's
They say
Ola.
Ole, my full name especially, Olamide. They say Olamide, but they don't really say my last name too long. I'm trying to think. It's hard to say it. A mispronunciation of
Can
my last
I
name.
say Ole on the broadcast? Like, that's kind of cool. I'm not going to say it
Shut
because I
up.
think that's your
Yeah.
name. I'm going to say there's like a nickname. Is that cool?
Yeah, people used to like, I had another coach back then. He used to sing like ole, 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 ole back then.
Well,
So I'm
because
used
as
to it.
far as like nicknames and like fun things to do with names, there's not much I can do with Ojibwe. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, so I'm just warning you. But maybe I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
Yeah, for sure.
You're on campus, what, around June figure? So I have until then to really figure it out. I'll brainstorm. Again, Ojibwe is here on WREF and talking about his commitment to Southern Indiana and a big piece for USI as well. I was talking to Stephen Clay about this. You guys both have a pretty interesting perspective because, yeah, you're transfers with D1 experience, but you're also transfers with Ohio Valley Conference experience, with Stephen coming from Morehead State. What kind of advantage do you think that will give you staying within the league but swapping out a jersey?
Feel like I know the ins and outs of the conference. I feel like it's wide open to me. I feel like we have a great shot. Additional with Stephen Clay, he has some experience with the OVC, so I feel like he knows understands the game as well, especially this conference. So I feel like we have a fair shot to play in our backyard. So.
Again, Elijah Boye is here on WREF and talking about his commitment, a big commitment for Southern Indiana, staying in the Ohio Valley Conference, coming from Tennessee Tech. How much did USI's expedited tournament eligibility play into your decision to go? I wonder how much USI would have qualified for you. And obviously, they weren't the only team that were in on you and in on the Ojibwe sweepstakes. How much would you have entertained them if they were still tournament ineligible?
I feel like it was definitely a problem, definitely not too much of an issue. At the same time, without that, you could still just have a winning season. I feel like it's the one thing I'm looking for, just to win. So I feel like just now is a great time. You know what I'm saying? He'd been recruiting me for some years, and then I was just like a perfect time when the eligibility is off now. Now I'm just it's time to play in that tournament.
I ask every recruit this whenever we have them on. I ask for an NBA pro comp. And I do that because I think it's a good way of getting the fans, the listeners right now, to visualize your game and how you like to play. So who do you compare yourself to? Who do you play like? And take an NBA player for reference.
I like to put a mix of like Kawhi Leonard and Jaden McDaniels, especially Jaden McDaniels, how the length I have. I'm looking to be just like a defensive player just like him. I feel like my goal this year is to get defensive player of the year. And I feel like I missed out on it. Now I just have that more, I have that drive, that motivation to win it this year. So I feel like defense is the number one thing to win games. So Jaden McDaniels is the number one guy I watch.
Can you give me your best Kawhi laugh? If he's a part of your game, like you should be able to
Yeah.
be a Kawhi laugh.
He's tough because he's still like he's different, but he's like
It's pretty
he's
good.
different, he's different,
That's
he's
pretty
different.
good.
Yeah.
Talking about your defense, though, I mean that's a legit part of your game. You were the leading shot blocker at Tennessee Tech last year. Where does that passion for defense come from? Because I'll tell you this, right? No one grew up in basketball, started bouncing a ball because he or she loved defense. It was always, oh, I want to hit the big shot, game winner, buzzer beater. But no one fell in love with the game for defense or picked it up because of defense. For you, it's a little bit different. Why is defense such an important part of your game, and why do you embrace it seemingly more than most other players?
I feel like it's an underrated aspect of the game. People don't really like lock it to a way of defense to really win the game. Coaches love it. I got recruited by it. Defense and rebounds, it gets you paid. So I mean, why not? Why not take the script? Do the dirty work. I mean, I'm saying people on the team would just love to have a guy that plays defense, protect the rim, guard. I can guard 1 to 5. That helps a little bit more. So, but I just love to like block the shots. It gives me more energy myself. To come down and play some offense, but just the underrated part of the game, which is defense.
Yeah, Ola, it's funny because for you to mention two defensive-minded players for your NBA comp, that certainly makes sense. But I'll tell you this, and maybe it was just the games that we caught with Southern Indiana and your 9 rebounds and 10 points in each of those games, but you are a relentless rebounder. And so I've got people since you committed, people ask me, you know, they DM me, oh, what about this Ole, Ajay,
Yeah.
Bozne, Kit. And they asked me, like, what should we know? What should we expect from Ola, right? And I say, look, this kid could get 6, 7, 8 points without anything drawn up for him. Just second chance, right? Because you really are that guy who's going to get every loose ball, offensive rebound. That's a big part of your game too. Where does that come from? Because that's almost innate and unteachable.
I feel like I'm still doing the little things. I've been doing it since I've been in college. I've been doing it since I was young. Just love getting my energy off the little things. I don't really need to get a bucket, but if I do, I will. Other than that, I mean, I can feed off my teammates. I can provide some hope. I feel like I do everything on the court. I feel my versatility. It's really something that people is kind of eye-opening. And I feel like this year, a lot of energy for my defense will carry out to my offense. A lot of dunks, a lot of blocks, a lot of rebounds. I'm really going for defensive player of the year. And I have something to prove this year.
You know, the defensive player of the year is the thing that I really want to follow up on. First of all, I know that you can absolutely accomplish that because of what you did last year. And I mean, you did it in what, 19 minutes per game, maybe even less. So I think a lot of people will take a look at your numbers, both offensively and defensively, and almost multiply it by two because they're expecting you to play more here at USI. With an increased role and an increased emphasis on your game and whatnot. But I think it's really cool that your goal is defensive minded and is defensive player of the year. What do you think was holding you back from really reaching your true defensive potential last year? And that's nothing against what you did last year. Heck, you were the top shot blocker on the team. So obviously the bar is set very high for you. But what do you think stopped you from being defensive player of the year, say, the season ago?
I feel like just if I had more minutes, if I had much more of a role, I have a consistent role. I feel like I have definitely a better chance of winning defensive player of the year last year. But other than that, I mean, when I came in the game, that's all I was really thinking about, just making a stop, getting a bucket, making a stop, getting a bucket. I feel like that's what kind of helped out what I wins this year. And I feel like that I embraced that role. You know what I mean? It's in my blood. So I feel like it's just not a hard thing to do. It's really not easy, but it's not a hard thing to do. You know what I mean? So it's just in my mind.
Is it going to be weird playing Tennessee Tech twice next year? That's got to be a little bit strange, right?
Definitely, yeah. But I'm there to win, so I wouldn't mind. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm there to win. I don't see nobody, but you know what I'm saying?
Just
Nobody but us.
make sure you go for 10-9 twice over
Yep.
against Tennessee Tech like you did against us last year. That's all I ask, really.
Yeah, definitely playing that. I'm gonna try to go more than that, but
Yeah, I mean,
you
fair. If you want to shoot for more
know.
than 10-9, that's fine too. But 10-9, not too shabby. Okay.
Yep.
I want to ask you a bigger question, you know, about your college career. I'm asking you a lot about Tennessee Tech, obviously, because that's your last stop. But like I said, kind of a modern college player in the way that you've used the portal, and this will end up being your fourth school and your final stop. What is the main difference between Ola Ajiboye now and Ola Ajiboye when he began his college career at Central Michigan?
So my freshman year, I was not really much of a leader now as I am now. I feel like I'm seasoned. I feel like I'm experienced. I'm more of a veteran, and the number one thing is being a leader. I feel like I have a voice now. With all the experience I have in this college career, I feel like I know what I'm doing a lot more than I was freshman year. And I feel like I can lead others. I think that's the most important thing to help my team around me, and then actually like talk to them. Back then, I really have to say so or anything like that. I had a confidence for that, but now I just have the confidence to play hard, to teach one another. I feel like that's the most important thing. I gotta lead my team for this for victory this year.
So you're a vocal leader, right? There are different
Yeah.
types of leaders. You're a guy that's
Yeah.
going to really talk and be heard in the huddle.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. All right. Here's the other thing, Ola, right? And maybe it's your background and or I should say your familiarity with Steven, but I have a gut feeling that you might end up being the top dunker on the team. I don't know how much pride you take in that. We have a Screaming Eagle Madness just to kick off the year every season. Stephen Ohlone was obviously heavily involved in that last year. Do you feel like that's a big part of your game and kind of a characteristic that you can pick up as, hey, I'm here now. I'm the top dunker on the team?
I feel like yeah, Steven had some tricks last year. I seen a couple of videos. But yeah, I got some sneaky tricks in my bag too. So yeah, I'm excited to bring it out around that time. And I'm glad it is a Screaming Eagle Madness because I never really had that. So I really got to pull some out of my bag.
Well, it was funny because last year, I was a dunk contest judge in each of the past two seasons. Steven lost the dunk contest, believe it or not. He was a finalist. I think it was Jalen Randle who ended up winning. If not, it was Damani. I'm pretty sure it was Randle. And Steven had some great dunks, but here was my issue, right? Is that I had seen all of his dunks before. And I know I was biased because it was a really cool dunk, but I had seen it in practice. And so I don't think I judged him too fairly. And I do think I kind of robbed him a little bit of the title. So what I'm saying is, when you're practicing for the dunk contest, I'd imagine you're going to be involved, right? When you're practicing, just don't let me see your dunk before you debut it. All right.
I got you.
Hey, I got one more question for you. In getting ready to get to campus, what does your timeline look like right now? Obviously, you recently announced on social media that you're going to USI and this new chapter of your athletic and academic career, and that's all really exciting. Your phone probably blowing up, but what's next for you, and what do you have to do to get ready for the west side of Evansville?
I'll say first of all, starting off with finishing up my spring semester right now. I'm doing really well right now in my grades. And then just have the great preparation for June. I mean, we're gonna attack this summer really well. Be prepared. It's gonna be the best team in this conference. So but I'm really excited for June. I feel like we have a lot to improve and we're ready to put a banner up there, man.
I like it. And that's what the fans wanted to hear as well. That's Ola
Indeed.
Agboye here on WRUF, the newest Screaming Eagle. Ola, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the commitment. Enjoy it a little bit. I know you're trying to get to work, get to June as soon as possible, but smell the roses a little bit. Enjoy it with your family. Have some fun.
So,
Good luck with the rest of the spring semester. Hey, by the way, what are you studying at Tech, and what will you be studying at USI?
I'll be studying business management.
Cool. That's applicable. Just as long as you're not studying broadcasting. That's not the way to go. Don't do it. Oh, man. Ola, again, really appreciate the time. Good to meet you, and looking forward to seeing you on campus.
Man, I appreciate you, man. Have a blessed day, man. I'm blessed to be a Screaming Eagle, man.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, we take a step aside. That's Ola Agboye right here on WRUF.